Today's daf is daf Pei Zayin in Maseches Nedarim. We just did the Mishnah on daf Pei Vav Amid Beis. The Mishnah said that a hafara b'taus does not work. Meaning, if I thought that it was my wife that made the neder and it was really my daughter, or vice versa, or I thought the content of the neder was different. I thought that she was accepting nazirus while she really accepted to bring a karban, or the opposite, or even such a minor difference as figs versus grapes. I thought that she made a neder from grapes and she really made a neder from figs, or the opposite. All those, that is a hafara b'taus, and it does not work as a hafara, but it doesn't mean that I can't be made for it when I realize, when I find out exactly what the neder really was, and that's what the Mishnah says, Hari is a yachzer b'yafer, he can then be made for it again. As we quoted at the end of the shiur yesterday, the Ran quotes the Tosefta on the fourth wide line that says the same thing about a hakama, that if somebody does a hakama b'toz, I thought that my wife made a neder and I was making it, and it ended up my daughter made the neder. So I was making it, so you might have said there, maybe it's different. Hakama, there's more flexibility. It's easier to be makim. We've seen differences between hakama and hafar. We saw akiyam even happens, even belav we've had in the past. So maybe you might have thought hakama is different. So the Tosefta says no, that hakama also is not good betos, and you have to do it again. Okay, so that was the Ran b'shem the Tosefta, and we mentioned at the end of the Shia that the Rambam does not quote the idea of does not quote it by Kiyum, but our Sameach says it's Lav Dafka, he doesn't have to quote it by Kiyum, but it's a Dover Pashut, that if you know that you could be Shoel, you could go to a Chacham and uproot your Kiyum based on a Toos, if I would have known. So if the whole thing was Betoos to start off with, so then obviously it is not good. So says the Gemara, what's the source?
Yeah.
So the automatic Kiyum doesn't start.
There's no difference between
Hafara
and Kiyum.
Meaning if you're making it betaus, so then it's not called a hakama because you aren't making the right thing. You are making the right thing, and therefore it's as if you didn't hear about it. There's no Yom Shamo yet. There's no Yom Shamo. In either case, there's no Yom Shamo. Right. Okay. Okay. So says the Gemara, Lameimra diyani osa dafkahu. So what's the source of this idea that you have to have a specifically targeted hafara? Because it says yani osa, right? Yani osa, that it has to be l'shem, right? The pasuk quoted is in the bottom of the mefarish, on the bottom of mefarish quotes the pasuk, dahai dechsiv ki heini avia osa, dafka osa hu debi'ida shihe mefer l'shem osa hanoderes dafka. Dafka yani osa has to be the one specifically targeted. The Ran quotes, how do you know Hakama? Or the Tosefta. The Tosefta also quotes, Hakama has to be specific. So he quotes, it must be another pasuk. Second to last line of the Ran, Kedachsiv, ki hecherish la, ka osa dami. Hecherish la is also like in osa. So you have a specific makar, both by Hafara and by Hakama. I saw some of the Achronim bring up the question, I didn't see an answer to it, but right, the Mishnah says it's a difference if you think daughter versus wife or the opposite. What if it's wife versus wife? Person has two wives before Rabbeinu Gershom. And he thought one wife made the neder. And it ended up the other wife made the neder. So is that also excluded from Yani Osa? Sounds like it would be. But maybe not. The Mishnah specifically says daughter versus wife, maybe that's two different worlds. If it's all based on umdana, so maybe there shouldn't be a difference between different wives. If it's based on a formal din, it has to be specifics, then maybe you'd say different wives also would not work. But if you say it's just based, like we said, the Shita Bukubesis yesterday, it's based on an umdana. Some people are more concerned with their wives' nadarim than their daughters' nadarim. So then maybe if it's all wives, it wouldn't make a difference. So either way, that is a question brought up. What about two different wives? So if it says the Gemara, so la meimra de yani osa dafkahu. So what do you see from here? That yani osa being made for omekim is specific, but the hagabi kraim. But what about by the mitzvah derabanan of kriya? We know there is a mitzvah derabanan of kriya. Avelus is machlokas. Whether what avelus is it a daraisa, is it a drabbanan, or is it split in the middle? Right, there are some rishonim, a minority of rishonim, that quote that all avelus is daraisa. Ashita in the Gaonim, quoted in the Russian Moikatan. Some say all avelus, shiva, is daraisa, all 7 days. We don't paskin that way. Bali Tosfos say that all 7 days are drabbanan. All shiva is drabbanan. All shiva is drabbanan. The Rambam and the Rif and other rishonim say that first day. First day is Daraisa. As long as first day is Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura together, that first day is Daraisa and the rest of it is Darabanan. Big Daf Gemidas for Tefillin on the first day and for other issues. And the Rabbi of the Vigna Tilchas Avel asked the question on himself, not based on a Gemara, but based on the Torah. He says, how could I say that only the first day is Daraisa while there are other 6 days under Rabbanan? Doesn't it say in Parshas Vayechi that the brothers sat Shiva for Yaakov Avinu for 7 days? So there's no better Daraisa than that. So that's what the Rabbam says. Nitna Torah v'nischat shahalacha. You can't learn, can't always learn from actions that the Avos did before Matan Torah. Yes, the history of the mitzvah might be before Matan Torah, but regarding the obligatory nature and specific pratim of the mitzvah, so that we dafka don't have to learn before Matan Torah, and even if the brothers sat Shiva, that does not mean that we have to sit Shiva. This is connected to the Rambam's commentary in the Pirshei Mishnayos and in Maseches Chulin, where he elaborates on this on Daf Kuf and Maseches Chulin, by Gidon Asha and by Bris Milah, by all mitzvahs, doesn't mean that we have to follow exactly as the Avos did. Okay, so maybe at the end, if we have time, we'll come back to some of those Makaros at the end of the day. So says the Gemara, how could you say Yani Osa is Dafka, but by the mitzvah Durabat, so that's Avelos. So that's in contrast, it's a separate mitzvah of Kriya. Kriya is not Dafka Avelos. Kriya, the mitzvah that tears, somebody tears for their Rabo Muvak, is that a din of Avelos? Somebody tears for the Nasi, is that a din of Avelos? Somebody tears when they're in the room of Yitzias Neshama, is that Avelos? No, it's a mitzvah of Kriya. You tear by a Sefer Torah, is that Avelos? So maybe in a larger sense, but it's a separate dindur rabbanan of Kriya. So by the mitzvah of Kriya, it says, Dechsiv, it says at the beginning of Shmuel Beis, Dechsiv al, it says a double lashon al. Dechsiv al sho'ol v'al Yohanan b'no. Sho'ol mourned for David mourned for Sho'ol and for Yohanan. Right at the beginning of Shmuel Beis, David HaMelech just found out that Sho'ol was killed himself. Again, unclear in the exact psukim. The Nara Maliki comes to David HaMelech and tells him what happens. A repeat of what happens at the end of Shmuel Aleph. And it says David set a kina on Shaul and Yehonasan. And the Shidduch Kubetzis here notes that even though the pasuk is about crying for them, it doesn't say anything about tearing for them. But in the same parak it says that David HaMelech and his servants and his army, they tore for Shaul and Yehonasan. Even though this specific pasuk is talking about the kina of Shaul and Yonasan, that David cried. Avobi dahasa mayri bikina huad din kriya mashosan almeis. So it says kiru bigdehem al luchames gilboa misham domanus. We also learn that they tore. But what does the pasuk say? It says they tore / cried al Yonasan and al Shaul. Why doesn't it just say one al? Al Shaul Yonasan beno. Why does it say two separate ones? So says the Gemara, explained by the Rosh and the Mefarish, that it sounds like you need a specific one for each mace. You can't just tear one for a mace and it will have been the other one. So says the Gemara, so why by Nidarim does it have to be Dafka? The word Osa tells me it has to be specific. If you think it's, if somebody thinks it's their mother and somebody thinks it's their wife and it's really their daughter, it doesn't work because Osa tells me it has to be specific. But it sounds like by Kriyim it says it has to be specific. It sounds like that way because you have two owls in the pasuk, and yet Vitanya, and yet we learned in a brisa, Omru lo meis ave vakara ve'achach rimsa beno yasi de Kriya. But by Kriya, you don't have that. By Kriya, Rachman al-Islam, somebody hears that their father died, and they tear Kriya, and then it comes out that it was really their son that died, you would say. But doesn't Al, the double Lasha, doesn't it tell me that it has to be specific? So what's the difference between Hafaras the Darim and Kriya al-Hames? That's the question of the Gemara. Why by one, by Hafara, our Mishnah says it has to be specific, while by Kriya, it doesn't have to be specific? That's the question of the Gemara, which we're going to have two answers to. But just one Ha'ara before that. It's a beautiful thought in the Mishpat Zav. You see, the Mishpat Zav is a safer on, they have it now in Avim Rishonim. I think they have it at least through Shmuel Beis. I think they might even have one on Malachim. It's a Kovitz on of Lamdis and Machshava on Navi. They have one on Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel Al, Shmuel Beis. So there, on this pasuk of Al Shov, Al Yonasan Beno, they just notice, think about the historical context. For the whole second half of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Shaul is chasing David to kill him. Right, he's enraged, and David is usurping his malchus. That's what happens. Shaul HaMelech is, David's on the run. He's hiding out in caves. He even has the chance to defend himself against Shaul, and he doesn't. That's Shaul HaMelech and his relationship to David. Yonasan, Yonasan, you don't get any greater love. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Ava She'enet Tzluya B'davar, is the love of David and Yehonasan. Yet what does it say here? David HaMelech, when he hears about it, cries, Al Shaul Val Yonasan Mino, as if they're equal. As if he's crying for two great friends. And yet it's opposite, you would think. It's Shaul versus Yonasan. Shaul wants to kill him, and David's his best friend. And yet, what does the pasuk say? It says that he cried for both. So he quotes here on the from the Sefer Kayal Tarog. Kinas David Hashav Yonasan Mashmek Achada Mamish Ba'osa Mida Saral Shneim. It sounds like in the same midah he cried for both of them. And not only that, Vodik Dimo L'Shaul. He even put Shaul first. Vizel Maila Atsuma. This is an unbelievable Maila. She'ein Lacha Ba'ayve David Kashem Yishol. You don't find anyone who wanted to get rid of David as much as Shaul did. Ve'ein Lacha Ba'oave David Yosef Yehonasan. And you don't have anybody greater as a best friend to David than Yonasan, which is, again is an amazing type of love. Because Jonas, from Yonasan's point of view, David is usurping his throne. He's the next in line. Kvoshe Fligu Chazal Ba'avos. V'yafa Pikein Hushmukan Bekina Halazos Bitzar Echad Ubashva Achas. Unbelievable, but David HaMelech has the same sire. What does that show? Similar to what we discussed a little bit last night in the shir, because David HaMelech realized it's all Me'es Hashem, Me'es Hazos. He realized it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be on the run. He doesn't have any tightness against Shaul. He had a few chances to kill Shaul, and he didn't. Shaul was sleeping, he went, he took his sword, his water bottle. So he doesn't even touch Shaul. Why? Because he realizes that it's not about Shaul. It's about David HaMelech is supposed to be going through this for some reason. And he cries for Shaul HaMelech. V'naset, he says, and this is exactly what's needed, as the Rambam says, the Melech is the lave Kol Yisrael. The Melech isn't personal. The Melech is the lave of all Am Yisrael. And this is the start of David HaMelech's Malchus, the beginning of Shmuel Beis. David HaMelech shows here that he doesn't take anything personally. And that's what proves his worth as the king of Israel. V'naset kolibo shama shel akla belishem argasha atzmis shi be'emes hagdaras melech liban shel Yisrael kolashan Rambam. And that's how the Malchus starts. After all the redifos that Shaul did, David HaMelech says, I'm the lave Kol Yisrael, and he doesn't have any hard feelings towards Shaul HaMelech. So that's the very important ha'ara on that pasuk, beginning of Shmuel Beis. Al Shaul Val Yonasan Mino, David cries for both. David cries for both because he realizes that nothing is personal, even though Shaul HaMelech had wanted to, was chasing after him for so many prakim. Okay, so back to the question of the Gemara. The Gemara asked, the difference between Hafaras Adarim and Kriya. Why by Hafaras Adarim does our Mishnah say it has to be specific? If I think I'm being made for somebody else's Adarim, it doesn't work. Daughter versus wife, vice versa, it doesn't work. While by Kriya, somebody hears that their father died and they tear Kriya and then they hear it was their son, so then it does work. Two answers in the Gemara. Answer number one. Amri, fourth line. Lokasha. Habistam, habimafarish. It depends if it was stam, general, or mefarish specific. What was general or what was specific? This is the machlokas rishonim. The Ran and the Rush say the Kriya. That's what the Gemara is talking about. The Kriya was stam or specific. Look at the Ran of the first skinny line. Haditanya amru lo meis aviv vikara yatsa. This is the Ran and the Rush hold that the Shmiya was stam. When do you say that you were Yotzei, the Kriya? Lav dafka b'sha'amru lo b'feresh meis aviv. Don't take the words of the Brisa so seriously that if they tell you your father died and then you talk Kriya and you find out your son, doesn't mean that. It means they told you your relative died. They told you somebody died. El b'sha'amru lo meis, somebody died. V'savor aviv. And he thinks it was his father and he tears al das that was his father and it comes out that it wasn't his father. That's where it works. Because he didn't have any specific knowledge that it was his father. He thought it was, but it wasn't told that. V'nimsa b'no, that is Yotzei de Kriya. But b'mefarish, but if he is told specifically about one, and then it turned out to be the other one, then you are not Yotzei. So the Ran and the Rush say that the Stam versus Mefarish is going on the Shmiya. Going on the Shmiya, what did he hear? Did he hear general, and then he guessed that it would work? Because it was all Batas, he didn't specifically know 100%, so that would work. But if he was specifically told about one, and he tore about that one, and then he finds out it was the other one, that would not work. So that's the Ran and the Rush. The Mefarish gives a different shot. The Mefarish says it's not going on the Shmiya, Stam versus Mefarish, but it's going on the Kriya, the tearing. If you're told, if somebody is told that it was the father, But when he tore, he didn't have anybody specific in mind. He did Kriya for Avelos. He didn't specifically focus on a specific relative. Second line in the second skinny line in the Mefarish. Gabi Kriya Shekara Stam Shalo Alavi V'lo Abino. He tore Stam. But all this is in contrast to the Mishnah. Our Mishnah about Afarsa Darim, he was made for with somebody specific in mind. So really, there is no specific difference between Hafaris Nadarim and Kriya. The difference is Stam versus Mefarish. That is answer number one. Vahatanya continues the Gemara, and there's a breath. This Vahatanya is not a kasha, it's Benichusa. We have a price to prove it. Amrulo Mace Aviv Vikara. If they tell them his father died, and he tore Vachar Dibsabinota comes out, it was his son, Lo Yasi de Kriya. He was not Yotze Kriya. Amrulo Mace Lo Mace, but if they tell him just the Mace died, his relative died, Ukasavar Aviv who? And they thought it was his father. Vikarvach on himself, but no, Yotzi de Kriya. He comes out with the son. He is Yotzi de Kriya because the Shmia, sounds like the Ron's shot, the Shmia was Stam. Again, there's a Chiv Kriya on all seven primary relatives: mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse. Those seven relatives, beside, those are the Kriya, as we started off this year. It's connected to Avelus, but it's Lav Dafka. Sometimes you have that you could separate the Kriya from the Avelus. You know, what about, you might have certain days when there is no Avelus. When you're still a mitzvah of Kriya, yet there is no Avelus. There are other times of Kriya where there is no Avelus. Like I mentioned, a Sefer Torah, and you're in the room B'Shas Yisias Hashama when it's not a relative. Those are, you see Kriya separate from Avelus. Okay, that is all answer number one. Answer number two, Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, Kan besoch kedei dibur, kan la'achar kedei dibur. Is it within toch kedei dibur, within a few seconds of time after the act takes place? That's the difference. In the Mishnah, by Hafaris Nedarim, I made for my wife's neder. And then I find out later that it was my daughter. That doesn't work, because it's too late. But if I would have found out the second after my hafara, right? I thought it was my wife's neder. Mufralach. That was your within Tokadei Dibur. It would have worked. My hafara would have worked if I would have found out Tokadei Dibur. Similar to the following: Hadaka Amrit Yotzi De Kriya Shenim Seis Beno Tokadei Dibur. When do you say you were Yotzi the Kriya? That's if you find out you tore Kriya, person tears Kriya on his father. Within 4 seconds, he finds out that it was really a son. He was Yotze. Had to Amrit lo Yotze de Kriya la'acher kedei dibur. But if according to what's the source of lo Yotze de Kriya, that brisa, that's la'acher kedei dibur, and that's why it would not work. For Hatanya, after all, it says in the brisa, mishi yesh l'chol b'toch beso, somebody has somebody sick in their house, v'nis aleif, and the person faints. Right? Somebody's in you on the bed, they faint. And the person thought that they had died. Vikara. And you tear for them. But then, they were really alive when you tore Kriya. And they only died 3 seconds later. They only died 10 minutes later, lo yatsa de Kriya. You have to tear again, because that was a false Kriya. And the Gemara limits that. Amar Reb Shimon Pazi, Amar Reb Shimon Levi, Mishu Bar Kapara, Lo Shanu, Elo Shemes Lacha Kedei Dibur. That's only if they die 10 minutes later. Avo Besol Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami. But if somebody dies within Tokedei Dibur, they fainted, and you tore Kriya, and then they died 2 seconds later, you will yotzi your mitzvah of Kriya. You will yotzi your mitzvah of Kriya, and you do not have to tear again. So that's the second answer of the stira. Again, fundamentally, no difference between Hafaras Adarim and Kriya. The difference is between Tokadei Dibur and Lachakadei Dibur. A couple of minor, smaller issues, and then we'll get to the major issue. And then we'll read the end line afterwards. The Rambam does not quote any of these chilukim. It just says it's Tzarach Iyan. He doesn't quote the chiluk. He quotes these sources, Kipshuta, but doesn't quote the chiluk between Tokadei Dibur and Lachakadei Dibur. And Stam versus Mefaris. The Achronim are just bothered by that. The Shalmei Nedarim here quotes the Rambam, the Heviyah in Perak Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph. He just quotes the Mishnah. Nadra Ishav Asavar Shibito, or the opposite, he has to be Chozer or Mefer. He doesn't quote within Kedei Dibur. You don't have to. The Heviyah Kitzurasav, Alochilit Beit Salam Mefarish. Gavalo Obeit Tokedei Dibur, Lacha Kedei Dibur. Hilchas Ave, Hilchas Kriya, he does. But here he doesn't, so it's a little tzarachian. So most assume maybe he's relying on what he says in Hilchos Shvuos. Because in Hilchos Shvuos, he says, Mishanishba vayapiv alibo shavin b'shvua. If somebody makes a shvua, and he means the shvua, va'achar shenasa chazer ba'oto kadei dibur, but he's chozer ba'o within kadei dibur of the shvua, hariza mutar v'nekar shvua. So the Rambam already says in Hilchos Shvuos that he can be chozer to kadei dibur, so the chore in Hilchos Adarim as well. How long is Toka de Dibur? How long is Toka de Dibur? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, based on the Rishonim and the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch tells us, as we know, Lo yitain shalom l'rabo, v'lo yachzer lo shalom k'derech shar ha'am. Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Kvod Rabo, Simin Reish Ben Beis. We're not supposed to greet our Rebbe the same way we greet our friends. Hey, how you doing? We're not supposed to say that when we greet our Rebbe. Ela Shochalafanov was supposed to bow a little bit. The Omer Lo, Biyira, Uba Kavod, and speak to him in trepidation and respect. Shalom Alecha, Rebbe. Rebbe, right? Shalom Alecha. Peace unto you. Vim Nasan Lo Rabo Shalom, but if your Rebbe got you first, right? The Gemara says he's supposed to be Makdim Shalom to everybody. But let's say your Rebbe got you first. You didn't see he was coming. So he comes over and says hello to you. Vim Lo Rabo Shalom, Omer Lo. You answer him, Shalom Alecha, Mori Virabi. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch, according to the language of the Rambam. The Taz quotes, because whenever somebody gives you Shalom, you're supposed to be Mosif something. You're supposed to add on. Somebody says to you, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, so you add on, Shalom Alecha Mori V'Rabbi. Right? You're supposed to always, Dako L'Hosef Ksas, when you're Meshav Shalom. But either way, that's the Toka de Dibur code phrase, Shalom Alecha Rabbi. Discussion in the postgame, is it Shalom Alecha Rabbi Mori, or just Shalom Alecha Rabbi? But that is a discussion, that's Toka de Dibur. Some Achronim I saw discuss, is it different for different people? Some people talk fast. Some people talk slowly. So do you say Toka de Dibur is different for various people, or do you say it's an objective standard? Either way, that is a question in the Achronim. Okay, so where does Toka de Dibur come from? Why does one have Toka de Dibur to be Chozer Bo? You know, let's say I'm talking. Let's say I'm davening. Right? And it's between Bekesel Asar. Right? It's between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam HaKadosh. Right? So the halacha is you're allowed to go back to Toka de Dibur. If I remembered, if it was 10 seconds, and I said Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and I didn't even go on yet, but then I remember Melech Haolam, I'm finished. I have to start again. But all of a sudden, if it's within a few seconds, so then I could go back, and it's as if, you know, I corrected what I did, as if I didn't say the first thing. Why is that? So there is a shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted here in the Ran and elsewhere, but you have it here in the Ran. Rabbeinu Tam says this whole principle is a takana derabanan. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The concept of Toka de Dibur is a takana derabanan. Look on the, it's about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about the 8th wide line in the Ran, in the middle of the line. It says, V'ra'isi the Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman. He quotes the Ramban. 8th wide line in the Ran. V'ra'isi the Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman Zal. The Perak Yish Nochlish. Akaz of Hashem Rabbeinu Tam. He quotes the Ramban, his great-great-grand Rebbe. The Toka de Dibur Kedibur Dami Takantahu the Tikkun Rabbanan. It's a Din de Rabbanan. Why is there a Dindra Rabbanan of Toka de Dibur? Mishum Talmud alokeach mekach upagabo rabo. Shugach litan lo shalom. Right, what happens if there's somebody buying something in a store and he puts down the money and he's about to, you know, ask the seller something, he's about to finish the transaction, all of a sudden his Rebbe walks by. So he's going to finish the transaction and ignore his Rebbe? Can't do that, he has to say hello to his Rebbe. So what's he going to do? But he's going to mess up his sale. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Chazar Misakein, with every transaction, you have 4 or 5 seconds. Just in case your Rebbe walks by, you have that flexibility, and that's understood. So you have that by Takana D'Rabbanan, by Mekach U'Memkar, and V'Hishu Midosein B'Chol Mili. And once we have the principle by this case, Chazal expanded it. You always have Toka de Dibur by anything by all cases to go back because of this Din D'Rabbanan. The Ramban is a little different. The Ramban there in Bava Basra, the Ramban that the Ran is quoting in Yesh Nochlin, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam that it's a Din D'Rabbanan, but then he quotes the Ravid, who quotes a little different Din D'Rabbanan. B'shem harava bezin shamati tekivan de'amar Rabbanan hakorei es shema shoel mipnei hayira. So we know from the Mishnah in Brachas, right, that you're allowed to be mafzik during Kriya Shema. You're allowed to be mafzik during Kriya Shema to say hello to your Rebbe in certain cases. Meishan b'nei Akavosh, b'nei Yira, all those at the beginning of the second parak. So if in Kriya Shema you're allowed to be mafzik, so too, that's where it comes from. If you see there already, it's not a hefzik, so Chazal expanded it and said that everywhere it's not going to be considered a hefzik. how Toka de Dibur is normally understood based on these two shittos and other shittos. It is a zechus chazara. It's a zechus chazara. You have a few seconds to go back, to retract your statement. You said Hakel HaKadosh. Oh, Hakel HaKadosh. Zechus chazara. You did a transaction. Oh, I want to retract. Right? By kinyanim, you have a Toka de Dibur. Right, that's generally how it is understood. The simple pshat of Toka de Dibur is a zechus chazar. That is Rabbeinu Tam, and that's the Ramban Bishay and the Ravid in the Bava Basra. The Ran, though, here does not say it's the Rabbanan. And this is top five Ran, right? Put it on the list. Again, just to review, we had the Dina de Bachus Adina, we had Talmud Torah, we had Kiddushin on Daf Lamed. What else is on our list here? We had Daf Nun Beis, we had Devar Shnei Shabbatirin, and we had Shlobecha Batorah Tchil on Daf Pei Aleph. Six top five. Okay, so there are sometimes something could have a chaloshem top five, even though there are more than five. Right? It could still be worthy of being called top five. Toka de Dibur. So here we go. So the Ran says on the fifth wide line of the Ran, Veloyadana. So the Ran is about to explain the exceptions to the rule, which we didn't even read yet. But we'll get the svara of Toka de Dibur from here, and then in a few minutes we'll do the exceptions. Veloyadana, let's just read the Gemara once we're going to do this Ran. Go back to the Gemara for a minute. Second to last line of the Gemara. Vehilchaza Toka de Dibur Kedibur Dami. Toka de Dibur is Kedibur. Chutz, except for these four cases. These four cases, you do not have a Zchus Chazara. Megadif, if somebody, Rachman Aslan, blasphemes God, Ve'ovid Avodaz Gochavim, Avodaz Zara, somebody says, this is my God, or Mekadish and Megarish, you get married. Har HaMekudesh and Levi Tabaz, Mekudesh and Levi Yisrael, just joking! Tough luck, you're married. Right? You can't take it back. You can't joke around. Or Megarish, right? Or divorce. So those are the four exceptions, according to our Gersa. So the Ran is bothered, what's the svar for Toka de Dibur, which would then allow for these exceptions? V'lo Yadana, says the Ran, six wide line. Maishnahani, Maynah Luhulur Abananachi, V'nir Be'inai, De'bishar Mili De'lo Chamiri Kulehai. By other contexts, people don't take life so seriously. People don't take life so seriously. Kishadim osa osam, lo begumar daitu ho osa. People think that they can always retract things the first few seconds. Eladaito sheyuchal lachzer bo toka de dibur. Whether it's davening, whether it's kinyanim, we always think that we have a few seconds to retract. So that is the yisod of toka de dibur according to the Ran. It's an umdina that we think that people don't take their actions so seriously, and therefore they think that there are still a few seconds to go back. Again, this fits into the general approach that I just mentioned before, zechus chazara. People think they still have a zechus chazara. And the Ran himself, the last line of that Ran that we read earlier for Rabbeinu Tam, he just is bothered by Rabbeinu Tam. How can you say this is a din d'rabbanan? But din d'rabbanan, let's say by hafara. By hafar, he's made for the neder, and then afterwards, within a few seconds, he hears about it, and now it's good. Mida oraisa, the hafar was no good, and it's a real neder, and mida rabbanan, we say the neder is wiped out. How can chazal be oker davar min haTorah? Right, that's the last line of the maskel on the Ran. Five lines to the bottom. V'chim bezim maskel oker davar min haTorah b'kum vasei. This din rabbanan is going to allow her to drink wine. How could that be possible? That's what the Ran said, it's a din d'oraisa. It's an umdina, but it's a din d'oraisa. It's not a din d'rabbanan. The problem with this whole discussion is our Gemara. The problem, many other Gemaras, you could say that Toka de Dibur is a chus chazara. Right, it's a few seconds that you could go back in time. What did our Gemara say? Rahman al-Islam, somebody hears that their father died, and they tear Kriya. 2 seconds later, they hear their son died. So you're yotzei de Kriya. What does that have to do with chus chazara? That has nothing to do with chus chazara. You have a few seconds to go back. You didn't go back here. Toka de Dibur, our Gemara, does nothing to do with Zchus Chazara. This Gemara, out of more than any other Gemara in Shas, this Gemara is a Raya Brura, that there's no such... The Toka de Dibur is not only that you have a few seconds to go back. So what is it? So this is how the Achronim, I'll give it to you from Rav Shimon, in the Shah Yosher, Toka de Dibur means that we look at time in increments. We look at time in units. Every few seconds, you don't look at time in milliseconds. Right? You don't look at time in seconds. You look at time in Toka de Dibur increments. If something happens within Toka de Dibur, it's as if it happens at the same moment. That's what it means. It's not just that you could go back, because that argument doesn't make sense. Yeah, it means that, but it means more than that sometimes also. Toka de Dibur means it's as if something happens It's a zman mimushachas, right? It's a continuation of time. You look at time in increments. This is Rav Shar Yosher, and many Achronim say this, but Shar Yosher says this in Shar Hey and Perachav Beis. He's bothered by the Ran. The Ran said it's umdana. So what does it have to do with Chiyuv Kriya? Right? It's an umdana that a few seconds later you find out. Elanir Vadai. Da'kla bazeh shazo chazal gvul ma nikra babas achas u ma nikra bazeh achar zeh. Chazal determine what's called simultaneity and what's called afterwards. The kol shnei dvarim hatachufim zeh achar zeh chashiv ki'ilu hu babas achas. It's as if you did it at the same moment. That's what Tokhta Dibur means. It's as if you heard about the sun before you did Kriya. Or at the same moment. So that is, says the Rav Shimon, and you have to say that for our Gemara, because none of the Svaras work out. None of the Svaras of Schus Chazor work out. The Ran, Rabbi Tam. So the Achronim say that is what our Gemara means. He doesn't quote it, but there's even a language of the Ritva right here. The Ritva says in our Gemara, Kidei Shir Ze Richushe Mirachshin Sifvase Dibur Rishon. It's as if his lips are constantly moving. That's the language of the Ritva. Meaning, it's as if he didn't finish. Ukiiluhu Medaber Adayin. It's as if you're still doing the Kriya. Meaning it's all as if it's happening Bavas Achas. It's as if it's happening Bavas Achas. That is the deeper idea of Tokadei Dibur. It's as if it happens in the same second. So we'll get to that. We'll get to the exceptions in a minute. But this is the Yesod of Tokadei Dibur. Again, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, the Ran, but then the Achronim's expansion that based on our Gemara, you have to say is somewhat more than a Schus Chazara, but it's an Adin of simultaneity. That you view Halak, you view Zman in increments. Okay, so now we get to the exceptions. So why are these exceptions? What do we have in our Gemara? Megadef, Avodas Kochavim. Somebody blasphemes God, they can't take it back. They can't take it back even Tokadei Dibur. Avodah Zarah, they go to a tree, you are my God. No, I take it back. Can't take it back. Kiddushin and Gerushin, why? So now back to the Ran. The Ran says, people don't joke around by these things. Right, based on his Svarah. Says the Ran, on the beginning of the line, let's start with the line that starts off with Hai. Sixth line. Show them Osa Osam Lo B'Gemara Daitu Osa. By other things, people aren't serious. Ela Daitu Shiol Asa Botokadei Dibur Aval Hani Kiven the Chamiri Kuli Hai. Since these things are so stringent, getting married, getting divorced, Avodah Zarah, Ein Adam Osa Osam. People don't get married or Avodah Zarah or Megadif Ela Bahaskama Gemura, except if they really mean it. Umishem Hachi Chazara Afil Tokadei Dibur Lo Mahani. So the Ran L'shitaso, Tokadei Dibur is based on Umdana. So the Umdana is that by these things people don't joke around. People don't joke around by these four actions, and therefore there is no Chazara of Tokadei Dibur. What would Rabbeinu Tam say but to these exceptions? So Rabbeinu Tam would say that Chazal felt that these four, it would undermine society to say that you could take it back. That's the language of the Shita B'Kubetzas. Shita B'Kubetzas explaining Rabbeinu Tam, he quotes, Lo ratzu l'sakein v'la'akar divrei Torah sh'nira v'ahem sh'kilkol ha'olam l'haver ha'kidushin u'levatel ha'gerishin u'magadiv o'ved avar zara v'irasam chamura v'lo ratzu l'pocha b'chozer tokenei divur. They didn't give you this allowance. By these four, Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Durabanan, they would not give you the allowance. But these are the four exceptions. Yeah. If he says in advance, that's like a Mosar Moda. Yeah, so maybe it's not serious. It's not serious anyway, so that's why you put on a play. Let's say you put on a play and you say, I'm actually in a play, everybody knows it's a joke, and you say before it's a joke. So then it's, if it's known, then it's not a problem.
All those things that need to be
Basachas? What needs to be Basachas?
I don't know.
By Gita V'Yadavon Ke'echa, those types of concepts? Right, that's a separate type of Bas Achas concept. But again, yes, you might have, we had a Tosas in Yavamas, I wasn't going to bring it in, you can look back at Daf Lama Gimel, sometimes there's greater flexibility in what Bas Achas means. In terms of Asi Docholos Asay, sometimes we need Bas Achas. So sometimes you can have them a little flexibility, because it might relate to Huchot Chuya. Right, it might relate to Huchot Techuya. You might be one more closer than the other, but yeah, you might. It's also connected to Tokadei Dibur that it is viewed as halacha is viewed in incremental.
Between a,
Tokte Dibor, it's used in terms of time, right? I mean, before that, you have to eat that. I mean, even if you do something else, but as long as you aren't mafsik, you are mafsik, we say. Okay, there is. If you look in the Rashbam in Bava Basra, he does not have four cases here. He has three. He has mikadesh. He has mikadesh and avodah zara as one case. You're makdish something to avodah zara. That's his case. He does not have it as separate cases. Doesn't have it as separate cases. So the Karen Ora explains why is that? Because the other cases are cases where you're preventing something by a marriage, by a divorce. You're preventing something. So preventing something. So that's where you have a concept of toka de dibur. So shayah puzeh chazarok toka de dibur by a regular case of avodah zara. Even to kvar avodah zara. If you worship avodah zara, you already did it. You could. If I eat treif, I could go back on it. If I do any aveira, I could go back on it. So that's why he has it. It doesn't have avodah zara separately. He, you're mocked this like avodah zara. So you want to prevent the chalos. Okay, come on. Hektish, mekach umemkar, etc. Two other points, and then we will move on. This is where the action is on this daf. There are other sources, for example, the Rambam, that have other exceptions. There are four here. The Rambam has six. The Rambam adds in two more. Hekdish. If you're makdish something to the base of Migdash, also no chazar tokel de dibur. And the Rambam has Mamer, tsmura. Tsmura, also a form of hekdish. Those two, the Rambam says also, one cannot go back to de dibur. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos. She'ein chazar, at the beginning of Perek Tezvav of Maaseh Karbanos. She'ein chazar behekdish vafilu betokel de dibur. The Radvaz explain why. Why by hektish? Why by hektish? So he says why? Amira l'gavoa k'misirasu l'hedyot. As we mentioned in the past, being mocked at something to hektish is very easy. Say it! This is hektish! Boom! It's hektish. You don't have to give it, you don't have to pull it, you don't have to push it. It's hektish! Boom! Amisirasu l'gavoa k'misirasu l'hedyot. So it's easy. You might, that's one. And Mamer is also similar. But it's not on the list. How would you answer that question? It's not on the list? We had a while ago, not recently, the connections between Hektish and Kiddushin. You might say this is another example of that. We've had many. The Daf Beis Kiddushin, Asra Kuli Almaka Hektish. So they have a whole list of Makaros, the connections between Hektish and Kiddushin. This might be another one on that list. Okay. And one final point, I'm not going to read it inside. The Avni Miluim says that even though to get rid of a Kiddushin, you can't be Chodotok De Dibur, but to be Makayim a Kiddushin, you can. Right, you can make a tzayin a kedushin. Harem kudesh libitamazu, almanas, whatever. So if you're having a kedushin, be makuyim. So then you can add on something toke the deeper. It's just to be mevatel a kedushin. Avni Miluim has that to explain a couple of makars. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Amra konim te'ina v'anavim ilush anito emes. A woman says, I don't want to. She makes a neder against figs and grapes. Kiyim l'te'inim kulo kiyim. If a father or a husband is makayim half the neder, the whole thing is makuyim. Because that's it, it goes together. Hefer l'te'enim, but if he's made for te'enim, he's made for the figs, ain't a mufar shi'afar af l'anavim. It's not mufar until he's also made for anavim. 2 days in the run, what does this mean? Does it mean that even the te'enim is not mufar until he's made for the anavim? Or the te'enim are finished, but the anavim are not mufar until you're made for the anavim. 2 days in the run. Amra konam ha-te'ena sh'anito emes v'anav sh'anito emes. If she says this lashon, I'm not going to eat this date and I'm not going to eat this grape. Hare elu shnei nedarim, right? So that's two nedarim. It's two different lashonas. The Shulchan Aruch, by the way, says we should never eat one grape. Safek bracha, right? It's less than a shear, and it's a birya, so maybe we do need a al ha'isaf re'eitz. Never just eat one grape. That's the halacha l'maisa rule of today. So says the Gemara, Mani Masrisa Rabbi Yishmael, who is the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael, who says, Befeir is like our Mishnah, as follows, Ditan, Yaisha, Yikimen, Avisha, Yifirenu, the Balik says, the husband is Mekayim or Mefer, Amr, Konim, Te'inim, Anavim, Elush, Ani, To, Emes, the case, she says, I'm no different from figs and grapes, Kiyim, Lata'inim, Kulo, Kiyim, if she's Mekayim, Lata'inim, it's fully Kiyim, Hefer, Lata'inim, Enam, Ufar, Shiafar, Afla, Navim, Divir, Rabbi Yishmael, the language of our Mishnah. If he's made for Te'inim, then the Anavim are not Mufar, or even the Te'inim are not Mufar. Those are the 2 days in the run. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva has a different Shita than our Mishnah. Hare Omer, Yishayikimenu, Yishayifirenu. No, you compare Kiyam and Afara. Ma Yikimenu, Mimenu. Just like Kiyam can even be part of it, affects the whole thing. Afiyifirenu, Mimenu. So to Afara, even Afara of just figs gets rid of even the grapes. That's Shita's Rabbi Akiva. You compare Hakama and Afara. For Rabbi Yishmael, Miksiv Yafer Mimenu. Rabbi Shmuel says it doesn't say bimenu. It says yikimenu or yifiran. It doesn't say bimenu, which would mean part of the neder. For Rabbi Akiva, makish afara lahakama. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you compare the two. Mahakama mimenu, afafara mimenu. So we have two days so far. The day of our Mishnah, Rabbi Ishmael, who says, by hakama, if you're making part of it, the whole thing is makuyam. You're made for part of it, the whole thing is not mufar. Rabbi Akiva, that says, if you're made for or make a part of it, it affects everything. And now we have a third shita. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zudev, Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Akiva. Avachachamim, Amar, a third shita. Makish hakama lahafara. Mahafara, mashahafer, hafer. The Chacham holds, whatever you did, you did. Whatever you didn't do, you didn't do. So that's the third shita, which we did not have. Remember back, we mentioned that in the past, the Ran of Chav Zayin quoted it, and we mentioned it more recently also, by Hafara, we don't say, Hufar Miksasa, Hufar Kulo, generally. Because Hafara is Megas Gaiz, it cuts it now. By a Chacham, we say, Neder Shahutar Miksasa, Hutar Kulo. We had two blot about that earlier, because that's Okarit Meikaro. Masha Enkain, when it comes to Hafara, you don't say that because that cuts it right now. So what's cut is cut. What's not cut is not cut. Period. Amra Konim Te'ena says the Mishnah, if she had said, this fig and this grape, this fig is asur to me, I'm not going to eat it. And this date is asur to me, I'm not going to eat it. So the Mishnah says, so that is two Nadarim. That's considered, because she had a separate Lashon by each one. So who is that going according to? So Amar Rava, Masiz Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon, Da'amar Ashi Yomar Shvul Lekol Echad Ve'echad. Based on Rabbi Shimon, where did Rabbi Shimon say that you need a Shvul for each one? This was the case from last week's Parsha. Shvul as Hapikadon. Five people come over to me, and they all say that I owe them money. They all say they owe them money. And I say to them, I swear to all of you that I don't owe you a thing. And it came out that I was lying. So according to the Chachamim, you're chayav five karbanos. Shvua sapikadon. The shvua when you deny having somebody else's object, money, anything of theirs. Last week's parsha, right? Shvua sapikadon. You have to bring an asham gazelos. It's one of the five ashams. Reb Shimon says no. In that case, you'd be only chayav one karban. Only if you say, I swear I don't owe you money, and I swear I don't owe you money, and I swear I don't owe you money. And that, if you say that, five lashonos to each one, so that's when you chayav five karbanos. So that's like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, if she has two separate lashonos, that's when it's considered two nedarim. If this teina that I'm not going to taste, and this grape that I'm not going to taste. So it seems to be going like Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Okay. There's a lot about Shvuas HaBikadon. We don't have time right now, but Shvuas, the different Shvuas, Shvuas HaBikadon versus Shvuas HaEdus, to look at the Mefarshim at the end of Parshas Vayikra to learn about the different Mechayvim. Let's just read the Mishnah, and then we'll continue tomorrow. Says the Mishnah, Yodea ani sheish nedar mavo eni yodea sheish mefirin yafer. The man says, he hears about it, he says, I know there's a concept called Nadarim, I didn't know there's something called Hafara. I didn't know I have that power. And 2 weeks later he finds out that, oh, there's something called Hafara Sadarim. So he never read Pasha's Matos. Right? So Yafer. So he's allowed to be made for it then, because that when he finds out about the Halacha, that's called Yom Shamo. But Yodea ani sheish mefirin aval eni yodea sheish a neder. But if he knew there's a concept called Hafara Sadarim, but he was confused about the details, I didn't know this was Inu Nefesh. I didn't know this was Benelo. I didn't know this was one of the ones that I can be made for. So that's a machlokas tanan. Rabbi Meir Omer lo yafer. Rabbi Meir says he cannot be made for it in that case. 2 days of the Ran, we'll talk about it more tomorrow. The first day of the Ran says he can't even be made, cannot even be made for it that day. Why would you say that? We'll have to talk about it. And the second day of the Ran says no, he can't be made for it when he finds out because he already heard about it. He knew there's a concept called Afara. The Chum Omer yafer. The Chum say no, he can be made for it when he finds out about it because as long as he didn't know he can be made for it, then when he finds out about it, that is called Yom Shamo. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's show is sponsored by the Yastrip family. Zeichem Mitznas, Nachman Ben Moshe.